Welcome to the Macro Millionaire Podcast with Jesse and Erica Dale, where we explore how to get the most out of life, focusing on purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Hey, what's going on, Macro Millionaires? So we are coming out with a health theme today. We're going to talk about when you're traveling either for leisure or for business, which a lot of people are doing. Things are starting to open back up, starting to get traveling more. So how do you keep your energy and your overall health? How do you prevent yourself from just kind of overdoing it, particularly when traveling for leisure? So we're going to go over some of our top tips, and I will start off with my number one tip is, even if it's leisure, you want to keep your identity going of being a healthy person. So even when we're traveling, we continue to track what we're putting in our body just to build that subconscious awareness. And the studies are irrefutably showing that when you track, when you're aware of what you're putting in, you're going to eat less because of that awareness. So I would say, even if you just do it on a piece of paper, or if you use an app, or you just want to take pictures of things that you're eating, but just logging what you're putting in your body in real time as you go.
Yeah, I think that obviously that's great for any. We have a story before, we were on a cruise and we did two different scenarios. One cruise we tracked, later that day, we kind of tried to recollect all the food we ate. And then the next cruise, we did it in real time. And the amount of calories that we saved, not that we were eating anything differently, right? We still pigged out. We still enjoyed food and drinks and all the fun. But we ate significantly less calories because we were tracking in real time.
Yeah, it was 1,500 calories less per day that I ate. That was a lot. That was crazy.
I would say that you really just have to plan, right? Not necessarily plan like, oh, I can't eat these things. But if you know that, you know, you're going to be gone, let's say Friday through Sunday or Thursday through Sunday on a mini vacation or a business trip, then maybe you're going to eat a little bit less throughout the week while you're at home, while you can control it a little bit easier to kind of save up for that weekend or that event or whatever it is, even if it's just date night, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we follow kind of a weekly average for that purpose. So that way, when we get to the weekend or the trip or the travel or whatever it may be, we don't completely undo the week before, the month before, whatever we've been progressing toward.
Yeah. A strategy that we're actually using right now in real time. We have Warrior Fit Nutrition's owner over here, Jason Ashley Patterson. We also have Unshackled Nutrition. That's Heather and Daniel. So they're all here. And a strategy that I've implemented, that I've used many times, is just picking the battles. So for example, yesterday we did a really nice cruise, and of course they have, you know, all the alcohol on the cruise and the snacks and everything. And I knew we were going to go out to dinner later that night and probably have some bourbons. So I just chose to block the cruise out, just enjoyed the scenery, enjoyed the people, and chose not to eat or drink on that sunset cruise. And that allowed me a really good bank of calories for later on in the evening. So I think when you're traveling for leisure, it just gets really easy to eat a little here, eat a little there, you know, drink a little here, drink a little there. And next thing you know, you're several thousand calories over your budget. So that's been a really effective strategy is, you know, kind of saying, hey, this is going to be the time where I'm going to enjoy a meal, I'm going to enjoy a few cocktails, and then I'm going to kind of take it easy during these other times during the day.
Yeah, I think we nickel and dime ourselves in all kinds of things. And I think, too, just kind of have going in with the mindset that, you know, even though it is a vacation or a trip or whatever it is, that doesn't mean you need to go completely off the deep end when it comes to eating or drinking. And sometimes I just have to remind myself, like, that food will be there, right? That cake will be there. That candy bar will be there. If I really want it, I don't have to eat it just because I'm in an airport, right? Because it's in my face. But kind of prepping yourself going into that situation, knowing what's going to be surrounding you, but also allowing yourself to have the freedom to enjoy the foods and not, you know, feel like you can't eat it without undoing everything or ruining your progress, I think is a good mindset.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of on the mindset, another strategy that I've been implementing a lot lately is we do intermittent fasting, but starting my day off on a really, really healthy note. So starting the day off with a big salad or, you know, maybe a protein shake with some baby food vegetables mixed in, or, you know, depending on your situation. I've been doing shakes here just to kind of get that day started with good energy, but telling my kind of my left brain, like, hey, we are a healthy people. We're going to make healthy decisions today, starting with this one. So that's helped quite a bit. And then I'll do intermittent fasting. And then, like I said earlier, planning the meals has been a really, really big help.
Yeah. So hopefully these are some things. I know, like Jesse said, with travel kind of opening up more, you know, we're seeing people traveling a lot more, which is awesome. But just kind of remembering that, you know, going back into that realm, that if you have a goal, if you want to be a healthy person, to go in with that mindset and then to implement some of these strategies to help you do just that.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully this was helpful for you. Please share it as you get back into your travels. And we appreciate everybody tuning in today.
Thanks for joining us on today's Macro Millionaire Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a millionaire review. Until next time, keep working toward the abundant life you deserve.